Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, we have a show for you guys today. And I want to welcome you all to the Uplifting Community Talk Show with John and Ms. J. And today we got a very good guest on. His name is Mr. Jeremy Bowles. And this young man is amazing. I'm talking about amazing. But before I'm going to go any farther, I would like to ask Ms. J if she don't mind bringing Mr. Bowles on.
Absolutely. First of all, we have Jeremy and his mother, Tammy, joining us today. So thank you for joining us, Ms. Tammy. And Jeremy, you know, I hear some great things about you. First of all, I'm really, really excited about you being a Golden Glove winner, boxing champion, actually. I mean, 15 years old, you know. That is something really outstanding. But before we get to talking about the boxing and other things you're doing in the community and school and so forth, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about Jeremy so they can get a little feel about what you're about?
Well, I love to box, so I like to do all of the stuff like that, you know, boxing and stuff like that. It's just a lot of, I like to keep myself busy. I like to train a lot. I like to work out, and I help other people sometimes.
That's pretty good. Now, when you say you work out a lot, because I know boxing is really intense. Like, they have one of the hardest workouts. So how do you balance that with school and working out like that?
I mean, it's like it can be challenging sometimes, but I deal with it. It's a lot of dedication involved.
Yes. Well, you know, Tammy, I know you're on the line, but I'm going to jump over to you for a second. You know, as a mother, you have to be awfully proud, and I know that you had to put a lot of work in. You know, could you share with the audience about putting in that work? Because sometimes, you know, we work and we're tired, and it's so hard to get our kids, not get our kids involved, but, you know, being able to take our kids to different organizations. And because I have soccer, basketball, I had it all, and it gets complicated. How do you balance that out as a mother?
I think about Jeremy's future. Jeremy is very driven when it comes down to boxing. Most mornings, Jeremy wake me up at 5 o'clock and say, "Mom, you're running late. My opponent already up." And that's workout time at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
I deal with it before work, and I deal with it after work. I just do whatever it takes to keep him on the right track and to keep him focused.
Yeah, because it's not about you.
No, it's really about growing my son into a young man, teaching him responsibilities, teaching him how to act, how to conduct himself as a young man. Boxing teaches him all of that in all together in one little box. It helps him an awful lot.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, tell me something. What made you want to box? What inspired you to become a boxer?
Well, it's more like I wanted to really try something different. You know, we don't really have a lot of gyms out here to box at. And, you know, I used to play football. I played football a lot, and I was a lineman, I was running back, stuff like that. But I just really wanted to try something new, and I had a strong interest towards the sport, so I just embraced it, and you know, I just loved it afterwards. Ever since then.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I think it's good, Tammy, that you allow him to find something that he liked to do, not what you wanted him to do, something that he liked to do, because that comes with that passion that he has, like waking you up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go, let's go work out.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I'm saying? And I think a
yes.
lot of parents make the mistake of thinking they know what their kids need as far as dreams, and sometimes it's their dreams, stuff they didn't get to do. They put it on their babies, you know what I mean? So
yep.
I think it's awesome that you let him choose what he wants to do, and I think it makes them more passionate about it and more determined because they're not being forced to do something they don't like just to be busy. It's a lot of things out
yeah.
there to get involved with, and I
well,
think
correct.
That's
what?
Awesome.
Well, I chase his love. You understand? If you don't,
absolutely.
You can't live in your kids' dreams. And boxing is something I would never choose for my son, believe me, because having, you know, watching him fight each fight, that's hard on a mother because you want to get in there and swing with him, you know. But that's what he chose. So I choose, you know, I have to sit there and watch it. And like I told him, it's hard as me for a mother because he in there swinging. And, that's real fights.
Yeah.
That's what he chose. And I just support his decision and his dedication to it.
Yeah, but how you know, when your son is in a ring and all of a sudden, you know, the opponent is getting some licks in, you know, how you deal with
swinging.
That?
I'm swinging. I'm swinging. Every time he's supposed to swing or every time he's swinging, I'm actually sitting down or standing by his corner swinging with him like I'm fighting somebody. it's bad because, you know, it's like I'm in a ring with him.
You're over there shadow boxing from the corner.
Exactly. I'm shadow boxing in the corner. It's serious. You know, you just want to be like, oh, here my girl. It's serious. But I really do that. And I tell them each fight, we pray before and after fights. And we just ask God to guide him. And, you know, during that time he's fighting, I'm on pins and needles because, you know, that's my son.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Well, gentlemen, tell me this, you know, like, now I know that you in the communities and, you one of the youth community leaders. And, you know, how other kids your age react to you by being a boxer? I mean, do they look up to you, or do they try to challenge you, or what?
Some, it depends on what type of the person I'm talking to, because you can see the fire in his eye, in someone's eye, when they really see that, you know, someone younger than them is doing this, and it inspires them to come in the ring and try to do better than me. So it takes a different tone on certain people, because certain people are different from others. Some people, they won't really challenge you, like, I think you're wrong, you're a boxer, and you know, I don't really do physical hand play, but they see me and they know me as a boxer, you know. I go down the hallway in school, and people call me, you know, the boxer boy, the boxer, so they know me as. And I really like that, because it comes with its perks.
Now, all right now, what kind of perks? I told your mother I did. What kind of perks?
I mean, a lot of people want to be your friend.
Yeah. So you have to be careful about who you allow to be your friend, right? Because
yes,
everybody
ma'am.
That tries to be your friend is not necessarily has good intentions.
Yes,
so does
ma'am.
That make that challenging for you, weeding out the ones with not true intentions of being a real friend?
No, ma'am, because you can understand which one is real and which one is not real.
Oh, you got your detector on.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I know that you do things in the community, so let's talk about some of the things you do in the community. Tell us what you do. You know, tell us some of the things you do, and I would like to know why you chose some of the things that you do in the community. What motivated you to do those? So let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, some kids, like, some kids fight a lot. I know a lot of kids that fight a lot. You know, I tell them, you know, you should get in the ring with all that, you know, put it to good use instead of using negativity towards something that can take you a long way. So I try to persuade people, you know, to get in the ring because, you know, there's a lot of kids who's fighting, and they could be good boxers, and they can make a lot of money off of it. But, I mean, that's one of the things I do to help other kids is introduce them to boxing.
Yeah. And that's a great point you made, because if they're out in the street fighting and being destructive, why not put that energy into something else? And it's still physical. They'll probably still get a similar rush, because with boxing, especially after they get one good sock in the head, you know, they'll realize it's real. You know what I mean? So they'll get that same
yes, man.
Rush. But they're not taking lives on the street, and I think that's pretty awesome to even think that far ahead at your age. I think that's really awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
That is awesome, Ms. J, because, you know, for him to, you know, to talk to a young man or a girl, you know, because they got a lot of women boxers too, and they good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for him to just, you know, suggest that to him, that shows me maturity.
Absolutely.
You know, because like he said, you know, they can fool around and get themselves in some trouble, get kicked out of school, or even go to juvenile hall or jail.
Or lose
you
their
know,
life. These kids don't fight, they shoot. So,
right.
You know, it's an alternative, you know. And I know a lot of people say, oh, boxing is so violent and yada, yada, yada. But you think about it, if your son is toting a 45 or he got a 9 walking around the neighborhood, to me that's just, if not, it is more dangerous than him channeling that energy in a boxing ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
So I
commend you.
It's
a lot of discipline involved. It's a lot of discipline involved. That's why you don't see a lot of boxers doing what they do, because they love what they do, and they don't want to get it taken away from them. It's the same situation I'm in.
Yeah. They have, so you're into healthy eating then, and because most boxers are really into healthy lifestyles. So how does that affect your household? You got your mom on the same diet? I know she runs and stuff, but, you know, she lets you run a little bit too. So are you guys on diets, or
she's on a different diet, but, yeah, she's not going to stop eating. She's not going to stop eating those pork chops. She's not going to stop eating.
Jeremy, put you on blast, girl.
I see him. I was about to tell him, like, all he eats is chicken and salad. Chicken and salad.
Protein. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't deal with that. I'd rather eat me some smothered pork chops and smothered steaks and okra chicken and sausage and shrimp and crab. That's what I cooked today.
Hear me out.
Yeah, I'm not on a healthy diet, but
look at that kind of food and then eat some chicken and salad while she over there killing that smothered pork chop with some okra. That's real. You got some real discipline, boo.
That's southern food.
Hey, be careful how you talk about all that good old cooking that you're doing over there. They got quite a few people listening in on the line. You might get some company for dinner.
All right.
That's all right. I made a big pot.
Take Jeremy's plate.
Yes, indeed. I just pulled the cornbread out of the oven. Chicken sausage, shrimp, and cornbread.
And Jeremy, you not going to eat none of that?
Stop this game. Jeremy, eat your chicken and salad. Don't listen to Mr. John.
Hey, you mean to tell? I mean, you must be a pretty disciplined young man for you to not eat
yes,
none
sir.
Of that good old food. God, that's
it's
great.
Challenging.
What,
it's
what,
challenging,
tell me, sir,
but you got to be determined.
Now, I was talking to one of your trainers earlier. You know, Mr. James Manuel. He was a boxer also. And he was telling me that he's getting you ready for the Olympics, you know, in years to come, you know. So how you feel about that? You know, that's a lot of training. You want to go to the Olympics. You want to be a champion one day. Is that your goal?
Yes, sir. I plan on going pro whenever I can. I really want to take boxing serious, and I do plan on going to the Junior Olympics. I really want to go there.
Yeah, I'm going to be cheering for you.
Wow.
Thank you.
I say you're going to go because I claim it for you. Not only that,
I claim it
too. Yourself. And when you can speak it out loud, you can manifest it in your life. And you're showing that, like you said, with the things you're doing, the discipline, the dedication, and you got a great team. You know, and that's really important, that support system. And you talk about discipline. I want to jump back on that a little bit. When you talk about the discipline, how does that discipline, you know, affect other parts of your life, like school, not being a follower, not getting involved with trouble? How does that discipline help you in those kind of areas?
It helps you grow up a lot. I noticed that. It helps you really mature and see a lot of things differently. You just got to sometimes sit back and wait on things. And just watch your surroundings. Just watch and be mature about things. If you be serious about it, I believe you get a lot accomplished.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I mean, what can you say after that?
Because
you're
15. Are you sure? Yeah. Hey, look here. That's what I was fixing to ask Miss Jay. Are you sure you're 15? For you to have that I'm talking about. That maturity.
Yeah, he said sit back and wait, you know, John. And, you know, a lot of people don't even know how to sit back and pay attention. We're always
That's
moving.
Right.
And sometimes you got to be still. And for him at 15 to know that he has to be still and think, and there's consequences to his actions, you know, I think that's awesome at 15 years old.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. And I was talking with Miss Tammy earlier, and she was telling me that, you know, that she's manly right now. She's your manager, you know, your mom's. I mean, she's right there in the corner with you on all your fights. She says she was telling me that when you got a fight, she's right there. So how you feel about that? I mean, about his discipline. How he's so disciplined. Tell the audience, Miss Tammy, how you feel about that. I mean, how you feel? Do you feel good? Tell the audience about your feelings.
I feel real good because I have a responsible child, and I have a child that looks at everything. You understand? Sometimes he surprises me. We'll talk, or we may run across somebody, and they may say something that is not good, and when they walk away, he don't tell them nothing, but he'll say, "Mama, you know, why he said that?" He say, "Well, for instance, it was like, well, that's the auntie. She looked like she would know better than to have a niece do such and such," and that kind of stuff just surprises me. But like I say, I take a lot of time with Jeremy. We talk a lot. I'm Jeremy. I mean, that's my best friend. We're real close. We don't hide nothing. I don't care what it is. I just teach him to be honest. No matter what, I'm always love him and support him and be responsible, you know, just be responsible. Yeah, it's hard for blacks and to be a black man. I want him to be very responsible for his actions. So I just try to preach that, but I feel real good about my son.
Wow.
And I'm very proud of him. I couldn't be a father.
Wow.
But, you know, he's a product of the work you put in. I always say that people, you know, we don't have to be perfect parents. We don't have to never, you know, a lot of times parents act like they never did nothing wrong and you better do everything right. And I think you made a valid point about keeping it real. You talk about everything. And when the communication is open and it's honest and it's transparent, it makes it easy for the parent and the child to connect. And I know a lot of times I'm not saying you got to be your child's friend, but there has to be a type of communication there. You know, because if you guys didn't have communication, then he's going to that dude in the street who's going to teach him what
correct.
He wanted to know.
Yeah, and that's not where I want him to go. And that's not where he's going to go because we have that understanding. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's nothing, nobody out there going to take better care than your mother.
That's right.
Period. You know, that's just, if you, you know, that person that's going to take care of you and love you unconditionally is your mother. So that's the one that's going to forgive you and be there for you through thick and thin. So Jeremy, you know, Jeremy knows that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it just make me feel so good to see a young man at 15 years old that have his mom's by his side, because you'd be surprised how many moms don't even support their children, don't support their children's dreams, regardless if it's boxing, regardless if it's singing, dancing. They don't even think about supporting their kids, you know?
Yeah.
And
well,
for
you
in Germany,
start,
I'm going to
tell you. You got to start from home. And
that's
his,
right.
His learning is starting from home.
Yes.
Wow. That is so great. That is so great. Well, do you have any other kids at home, Tammy?
I have a 23-year-old daughter at home, and I have a 20-year-old daughter, but she's not at home.
Okay. I think you were saying you have one of your daughters fixing to have a baby?
Yeah, that's the one that's at home with me right now. She's due any day.
Yeah.
She went to the hospital yesterday. She was having contractions every 2 to 5 minutes, but she wasn't dilating. So any day now.
Mm-hmm.
How do they feel about his boxing? Because, you know, big sisters are very protective. So how do they feel about
boxing? Well, actually the 20-year-old started boxing when she was 15. And she boxed up until she was 18. So that kind of was something that we just started. She asked me, and I said, "You sure?" She was like, "Yeah." So I took her to the gym. So they love boxing. They support Jeremy and know how hard it is to work out and the dedication to it. So the 20-year-old knows. The 23-year-old, we all support them. You know, we all like mamas. So they're all around them for every fight. So we always there.
That's
so
awesome.
You have a daughter that was a boxer too?
Yeah, Asia was boxing when she was 15 till she was 18.
Okay,
she
so
boxed
every
day in camp with under Phil Daly, the same boxing coach Jeremy has. He just passed a couple of days ago.
Oh, sorry.
So Jeremy
to hear
just
that.
Lost his coach. Yeah, that's okay.
Wow.
That just his passing just made my son have a stronger drive because you know, without his coach being here, every fight going to be even stronger for him mentally.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, yeah. I mean,
that
wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Huh?
It's
awesome.
Yeah. Sister box. I like to see women boxing. The first time I saw it, I was kind of squeamish. But those girls be getting it in. They ain't,
they don't play. They just like
they be getting it in.
That's not boxing. You know, you see it on TV, and it you know, people kind of play around and say, "Oh, it ain't that bad." No, if you're a serious boxer, you go there to win. So you train yourself and your body to go in there to win, and it's no joke. It really is no joke.
Yeah, it is. I know. It's no joke. But I tell you, you know, like I am so proud of Jeremy because, you know, it's not too many young men at his age, you understand, that's trying to make a difference in people's lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to be at 15 years old and talking real to the other children, I mean, that's powerful, man. That ain't nothing but God. I'm not going to lie to you. That ain't nothing but God, you know. So, you know, I, you know, you just keep that up, you know, Jeremy. You keep that up, you know.
Thank you.
And when is your next fight?
I have a fight in August
in
Cancun, Louisiana.
Huh?
I have a fight in August in Cancun, Louisiana.
Oh, you have a fight in August? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so were you getting ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Yeah. Well, tell me something. So, Jim, what are you doing, you understand, to help the young people in the communities?
Well, I pretty much follow Jeremy. Whatever Jeremy do, wherever Jeremy is, I'm at. If he's at the gym or helping other kids, I get in and assist, help him with other kids, show him how to swing, because he taught me, show him how to hold a bag while the other boxer hit it. The 1, 2, 3 counts on the with the hand pads. I kind of just go with him. Whatever he's doing, I'm usually where he is.
Oh, okay. So you be actually in the gym training him too?
Yeah.
What?
Awesome.
Yes, sir. Sometimes I would have to get there a little early because the coach would come a little few minutes late, so I'll get the kids started. Yes, sir. I'm actively involved in, you know, like I said, in everything you do, even in boxing. He taught me how to, you know, he taught me a few things because I didn't know anything about the boxing stuff. So he taught me stuff, and I just passed it on to the little kids. You know, he don't have to say, oh, Mom, this is how you do it. Mom, show him 1, 2, 3 count. Okay, come on, let me show you this. So I try to do wherever he's at, I'm usually with him.
That's
wow.
I remember those days. What? That's pretty good. You know, I think that the boys, when they get older, they realize how important these moments are. Because I like my son, he's grown now, and he sits back and goes, he said, you know, even though I'm grown, I still miss you just being so loud in the gym. I always knew you was in the gym because of your mouth. And that was my purpose. I wanted him to know that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think when he gets that age, you know, and up in his 20s, close to late 30s, he's going to look back and go, my mom was the bomb. I mean, I know he says it now, but when he start being, when you're grown, it is a different feeling than when you're a child.
Yeah.
Appreciation for that.
Yeah.
Right. I can bet right now when he get in his 20s, like you say, Ms. J, he's going to be saying, you know, like my mama was the bomb. You know, she was right there in the gym with me, you know. Showing me how to throw them jabs, you know. I mean, gosh, that is great, you know. So, Jeremy, where exactly you want to take your boxing? How far you want to take your boxing? Let's put it that way.
I don't want to. I really want to go pro with it, but I don't really want to linger on it too much. Well, like, not really linger on, but, like, I don't really want to waste time. I want to, like, just get a lot of fights. Before I have any fight, I want to at least have over 200 amateur fights. Before I go pro, I want to have at least 200 amateur fights.
At least 200?
So I want
wow.
to really be prepared before I go pro. Because it's not really, if you're not prepared and you're going into the boxing ring, it's not going to turn out as you want it to turn out. You're not going to have a win. And I fight to have fun, you know, I do it because I love it, but I also fight to win, you know.
Right.
When I get in the ring, my objective is to hit and not to get hit. And another one, a personal objective that I made is I don't want it to make it seem like it's just two fighters in the ring, because I want to hit you from every angle, you know. I'm trying to hit you places you won't think, like any type of angle, you know. That's my main objective, but overall it's mainly just to win. That's all I want to do is just win.
No purpose. I mean, well, no better purpose. You're getting the ring because somebody's popping you, you know, somebody's hitting you. So you ain't getting there just to play around. You got to get your licks in. You got to make it worth it. So to go in the mindset that you're going in to win, that's your outcome. You know, you're manifesting your outcomes, you know, and that's good at this age because you know how many fights you need, you already know what you need to do to get there, and you're just taking step by step. And I think that's pretty awesome because you're not in a hurry. A lot of kids are in a hurry. You know, we want, you know, I think it's because society has made everything instant. So everybody wants instant gratification. They want instant celebrity.
Yes,
you know, they want everything
yes,
instant. And the fact that you're smart enough to know that you got to put in work at 15, that's major. You got grown men
that's,
don't know that, baby.
That's right. I mean, you're right, Ms. J. Now, this is the hardest question I'm going to ask you, Jeremy. Now, you know we've been having some really, really good boxes. Okay. Now,
yes, sir.
Who is your idol? Who is your boxing idol of all time?
I really like Vasily Lomachenko. I really like him.
Yeah, he's bad.
Who is that?
I mean, his name is Vasily Lomachenko. I really like him. He's a very good fighter. And in September, I'm gonna watch the fight with Canelo and Triple G. I really want to watch that fight too. That's what I want to watch. I really want to watch that fight.
Okay. Yeah, but who is the best? Who you think the best boxer of all times, though?
I mean, I don't want to say Floyd, but statistics-wise, is Floyd because he never got beat yet, and you know,
he never got beat.
But like personally, my favorite or who I think is the best, hands down, Vasily Lomachenko. That's just me. That's the type of I'm not his fighting style, but I know how to like him.
Hmm. So
that's pretty good.
Style,
I mean, that's
you
a good person. I've seen him box. So I agree. He's an excellent boxer. And you just, it's something about that style that you like, that flow, you know. And people that are into boxing will know who that is, you know. And so I respect that because everybody has something different to deliver. Your gift is going to be different than his gift. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
But you can learn from everything. You can learn things from watching. You can learn.
Oh yeah,
that's how I
became the boxer who I am today because I watch and I trained a lot. You know, I see a Mike Tyson video. You know, I watch it. I've been watching it for a long time since I like him. Now, you know, I know his style. It's applicable style. Really, he just got a lot of head movement. And he throw a lot of hooks.
Who is that, Mike Tyson?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so what style are you using? What style you normally? Who style you normally pick up? Because most people, when they first get into boxing, they pick up other people's style. What style you do? You have your own style, or do you? You know.
I switch it up. Sometimes when I'm in the ring, I don't have the same style. I like to switch it up just in case I find like a flaw in like the opponent's stance. I switch it up sometimes, you know. But mainly, I mean, comfortable wise, I like the Mike Tyson style because I'm comfortable with it. I hit hard with a lot of hooks, so you know I do a lot of Mike Tyson style. But I switch it up. I don't keep the same style every round. I switch it up.
Well, don't start biting people because Mike went out with a bite. But Mike is bad though. On a serious tip, Mike is bad. He really is. I like him over Mayweather only for the fact that he took hits. Mayweather really didn't get hit enough for me.
Yeah, he didn't really
dance a lot.
Talking about.
Yeah, he just danced around and talked a lot of trash, which that made him millions of dollars. So I ain't hating. But what I'm saying is that if you're talking about somebody taking hits. Muhammad Ali and Tyson, those kind of dudes took hits. And they
that was legendary right there.
Yeah.
I see that you have Muhammad Ali on your page. Or
yes,
is
sir.
It Tammy? Oh, okay.
I think my mother.
Yeah. Because I thought when you and I said that, I thought you was going to say Muhammad Ali was one of the best. Because I saw you had Muhammad Ali by you. But Tammy, did you hear what Ms. J said? He's due to Mike Tyson style. you know, but make sure that he don't bite nobody on the ear.
That's what I said. My brother will hear me laugh. No, he better not bite nobody. he better bite him with that left and that right. That's all he better. That's all he better get.
That is great. That is great. I like that. You know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we have about 8 minutes left before we close the show. Okay, and you got anything special to say, German?
I want to give a shout out to my gym. My
okay.
The Daily Gym in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I just moved to a new gym called Greater St. Mary, Greater St. Mary Boxing. I think we link with the Bayou Boxing. I'm not sure. But I want to give a shout-out to everybody. You know, my coach passed. The coach that trained me how to fight, he passed yesterday. I want to give my heart out to his family. And I want to give my heart out to all the boxing fans out there listening right now.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. If you had one positive thing to tell young people your age, what would that be, Mr. Jeremy?
Just, have a lot of dedication behind your work, you know. Know what you want in life. You know, don't just wander around not knowing what you're going to do in life. You know, set a goal for yourself. I mean, it takes time, but, you know, I'd rather wait now and get money later than, you know, wait now and just, you know, never do nothing, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
You got to really want something in life.
Absolutely.
That's right. And Miss Tammy.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
You are... I mean, a fantastic, I mean a fantastic mother, you know, to taking the time and the energy. And I know that you still got to work and provide for your home and your kids and provide, you know, for yourself. You know, if you have something positive to say to all the moms out there, what would that be?
To support your children and whatever it is they do, make sure that you know, you let them know that they are loved, and that they can come talk to you regardless of what it is. Keep an open mind with your children, like I do with Jeremy. Always speak, talk to them, let them know when they're right or wrong. Just support them. That's what I would tell all the mothers: to support your children.
Absolutely,
they are our future.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
That's right. You know, that is so right. You know, and well, we got 5 minutes left, and I'm asking Ms. J, you know, to close us out. And if there's any type of advertisement or anything that you want to do, go ahead on and do it. It's the time to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, Jeremy and Tammy, for joining us, and thank you for everybody that listened in today. We really do appreciate it. I think the great thing about this conversation is that a young man made a conscious choice to do something positive. And not only to better his life, but even be conscious enough to look out for the other kids in this community as well. And, it's a lot of things that kids can do. And I know it's summertime, and I'm just going to stress this a little bit and I'm going to move on. It's summertime. Find something that your kids like to do. I know it's not always convenient to be the one dropping them off and picking them up and buying the snacks or whatever the case may be, but try to find something they love to do and support it. You know, together as a community, if we all just do something, even the kids, it matters. It makes a difference. And so we just all get together and just remember that and hold that thought. And together we're going to make a difference. Together, no one person, no one organization, no one group, but all of us. Together we can make a difference. And I really believe that. And thank you, Jeremy, for joining us and showing the young people that they can do it too. and John L. Brown.
Yes, and I would like to thank Jeremy for coming on the show, and also Tammy. Man, I wish you all the success there is, you know. I'm hoping to see you in the last part of August or the first part of September when I go down to Louisiana. Okay, so Tammy can fix that good old okra and sausage and
yeah, still on the phone. Thank you guys very much for joining us. You really do appreciate it.
I'm thinking about
him. He wherever out there play the food.
Right.
Well, you
I
know
got
I had
you.
To throw that
you.
In. And, you know, but anyway, you know, like, thank you guys for joining us, okay? And we had a marvelous time on this talk show. And with that said, I'm going to say good night to everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
And blessings.
Yep. Okay.